This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this show, we're talking about real estate and what's going on in the world nationally, as well as right here at home in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web at charlottesvilleinsights.com or visit our fan page on Facebook, Charlottesville Insights. And on that fan page, we have podcasts of our previous shows as well as lots of useful real estate information. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Make sure you check out their website at movementmortgage.com for all the latest in interest rate information. Well, today's another big day for the real estate market in Central Virginia. Summer in Central Virginia, there's lots of different ways to get your real estate fix today. You can go to the Daily Progress, where we have a full-page ad with photos and directions to all of our open houses. Also, realestate3.com can answer a lot of questions about open houses today. And we also have a new way to get your real estate info. Check out Real Estate 3 TV. That's on every Sunday at 7:10 and 11:30 p.m. on ABC, Fox, and CBS. On this show, you will be able to see over 40 different homes for sale, as well as previews of the Sunday open houses. All this while drinking coffee and hanging out on the couch. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'll be sending out articles continually through the week on what's going on in our real estate market. And today on the show, we have back with us Donna Patton. Donna is the managing broker of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 office, and she's out at Zion's Crossroads. And we'll check in with her on the state of this real estate market in Central Virginia, and we'll also get to some of your questions on today's show. But first, here's a quick look at the real estate headlines this week. This came out on NPR. Pent-up demand is boosting home sales, but can it last? We're going to dig into that article a little bit, ask Donna Patton her opinion of that. From the National Association of Home Builders, builder confidence increased again in August, and this is the highest level in 8 years. Lots of new construction going on in Central Virginia. We're going to talk to Donna Patton about what that means out in the Zion's Crossroads area. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about an article that came out on CNBC, 14 Mistakes That Will Kill Your Home Value. We're going to talk about that and other things in real estate. This is Jeff Gaffney, Charlottesville Insights. We'll be back in just a moment.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. Realestate3.com.
Michael Pieczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights. This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us again on the program we have Donna Patton. Donna is a top producer in Central Virginia real estate market, as well as the managing broker for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 out at Zion's Crossroad. Donna, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
What do you think about this real estate market? Here we are in August 2013. What's it feel like to you?
It's turned around. It's starting to pick up. There's lots of people out there. They've been sitting back waiting. They are noticing the interest rates starting to inch up some, and now's the time to buy.
What do you think about this article from NPR? It says, pent-up demand is boosting home sales, but can it last? Of course, you and I know that there's a lot of folks that have been renting in the last 5 years, sort of trying to figure out when this economy will be picking up. And so people ended up renting for the last 5 years. And now, because they decided to rent instead of buy, we have this situation with some pent-up demand. We also have situations where young folks getting out of college move back in with mom and dad instead of buying a home. Do you think that will continue? Because this NPR article kind of goes both ways. It says, yeah, there's a case for it continuing. There's a case that it might not. It all depends on economy and job creation. What's your take on that? Pent-up demand continues?
I think it will. I really do. I think there's a lot of people that have been just sitting back or building their finances up so they can go ahead and buy a house. As far as the college students, that's tough. You come out, you need a lot of money to get into a house, and so that's why they're going back with mom and dad some so they can get it done. But I think that we're going to continue to see people wanting to get into houses, and right now we have a shortage of houses, and so it makes it tough.
We're talking with Donna Patton from Real Estate 3, managing broker out at Zion's Crossroad. You know, Donna, the other thing that plays into this is renting is not the greatest deal in the world right now. Well, of course, it's, you know, if you look at it from a total economic standpoint, there's very little financial gain in renting, but the fact is that rental rates continue to go up, up, and up in this town. And so in a lot of cases, it's cheaper to own a home than rent it.
It is, and it gives you a lot of benefits. You know, you own it, you have pride in ownership. It builds equity in the home, and it may help you with your taxes, too.
Right. What about the other article that we were talking about, National Association of Home Builders, builder confidence increase again this month. It's the highest level in 8 years. Are you seeing new construction out in Fluvanna, Louisa, Zion's Crossroads area? Are you guys feeling that out there?
We are, and we're starting to see more and more people come in, and they want to build. And so they're looking for lots, and they're looking for builders, and they are building new homes. And it's really a great thing to see again. There are not many spec homes where a builder builds a house and puts it out there for somebody to build, but there's a lot of new construction out there where people want to have a certain house built.
You know, my gut feeling is, Donna, be interested in your thoughts on this, is that even though construction prices have gone up, sticks and bricks prices have gone up, drywall and so forth, in the last year, 2 years, and we're seeing a pretty hefty increase right now, the price of land in certain areas, the raw value of land has gone down in a lot of cases because we've had a lot of land that's changed hands, and it's changed hands from a high price to a low price. And I think everybody feels like land is coming back. But to build a home, what I'm getting at is that it can be really affordable to build a home, because even though the price of the materials is going up, the land cost is still a bargain.
It is. It is. And, you know, a lot of these properties have been taken back by banks, and so the prices have dropped as far as the land goes, and you can get a really good deal and build the house that you want.
Don, I want to pick your brain on this CNBC article, 14 mistakes that will kill your home's value. I'm going to kind of go rapid fire, and you can tell me yes, no, whether you feel strongly about it or pass. Number one is going overboard for the area. And what they mean by that is overbuilding the neighborhood. Your thoughts on that?
Never want to be the highest or the lowest in the neighborhood. You want to be somewhere in the middle. If you overbuild for the neighborhood, it's going to bring your value down.
I agree with that. The second one they talked about was inconsistency in upgrades. In other words, you might have nice cabinets, nice countertops, but maybe you didn't upgrade the flooring. What do you think about that? If you're going to go, you got to go all the way, or can you piece that together?
I think you can piece it together. I think you can pick and choose what you want. I don't think you have to go top line all the way. I think sometimes you can mix it.
I think I agree with you on that one, too. Number three is closing in of the porch, and what they meant in this article was closing in of the front porch. You don't see that very often. You see around here, you see it in other areas, other states, California and Florida and so forth. But
no, not around
here. Doesn't
really
apply. Here's number four, too much of you in your home.
Yeah, people can't see themselves in the house if you're all over the place. If you've got pictures, you've got all of your stuff, they need to walk in. They need to be able to see themselves. They need to be able to see their furniture in that house so they can feel like it's theirs.
I always tell the story about my friend who was a Virginia Tech graduate, and he had the burnt orange room above the garage, and we tried to sell that home to a member of the University of Virginia coaching staff, and that was a real buzzkill, and that sale did not happen. I agree with you. Too much you in your home can mess up the sale and mess up home values. Let's see. Number five, screwing up the floor plan. What do you think about that in terms of somebody making changes to floor plans? Maybe too personalized can sometimes hurt the value.
It does. It hurts it. You know, if you custom build a house, think about the plan to sell it eventually. So don't make it too customized.
You know, one of the things we get hit with a lot of in Central Virginia, you see people that come to this area and they ask, how come the homes are so traditional? You don't see much in the way of contemporary. And you and I, since we're showing a lot of real estate, sometimes it's a bit of a relief to show a property that's more contemporary. But for the most part, that's not really what sells in Central Virginia. I mean, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It sometimes kind of feels out of place, unless yeah. You're at a place like Lake Monticello, and in which case you're trying to get a little bit of a resort feel.
Even there, you do have some contemporaries on the lake, but a lot of times they're traditional homes, and when you pull up, you don't even realize they're as large as they are because they drop off in the back towards the lake.
Right, and the other thing that you and I can vouch for is the fact that sometimes contemporaries are more expensive to build, and although you might like that and enjoy that, it's not necessarily the best value for the dollar.
Right. If you change roof lines, it gets expensive.
This, you and I don't see that often. One of the mistakes that will kill your home value. Number six, keeping the above ground pool. We just don't see a whole lot of that.
Not a whole lot. I mean, you will out in the country some more, but most people will take it down when they sell the house.
Number seven, tackling big projects by yourself. You know, that's a tough one because you want to tell your clients, yes, you know, sweat equity. You can get down there and finish the basement. But sometimes if that's just not professionally done, that can really hurt you in the long run.
It can, and especially if the buyer comes in and wants to see your permits and you don't have them.
Yeah, we're going to get to that permit problem in just a second. That's another one of on the list, but oftentimes these home jobs, as we call them, they never get completely finished either. It's like they always leave out the last little 5%.
Yeah, the corners aren't quite square.
Yes.
You know, the molding doesn't fit to the floor.
Right.
So
right.
It wasn't done nice. And people want nice homes, and they want finishing that looks nice.
Yeah, so it's not to say that you can't fix it, but just realize that if you're doing that yourself, you're not going to realize all of that value. We're going to hit one more here before we take a break. Number eight on mistakes that will kill your home values, overstuffing the remodel. And I think what they're saying there is such as appliances, going too big on the appliances, maybe oversized for the house.
Yeah, if it makes it look crowded, yeah, it hurts the sale.
It's a good point, especially in a kitchen.
It does. It does. People like to be able to feel like they can move around.
This is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Donna Patton. The topic right now is 14 mistakes that will kill your home value. We're going to take a break and be right back and pick up on number nine.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613. Or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 29 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Michael Pieczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. NC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us again on the program, we have Donna Patton, who is the managing broker of the Real Estate 3 Zions Crossroad office, also a top producer in Central Virginia. Donna, before we get back to the 14 mistakes that will kill your home values, you're pretty techie.
I enjoy technology, and I enjoy learning it.
What's your favorite toy these days with respect to real estate and viewing properties? You like the iPad? You like the Droid? Where are you?
I actually use both. I use the iPad, and I use the Droid. I prefer the Droid for my phone, but I use the iPad for showing properties, for signing contracts and stuff like that.
What do you think is the best consumer website out there? Of course, Real Estate 3, Donna sells Virginia, but of kind of the national websites, what's the best way for somebody to get a kind of a sense of the real estate market? Do you like Realtor.com or Zillow or any Hotpads, is it?
Hotpads is good. Hotpads is really good for rentals. Realtor.com is good. Sometimes you have to make sure if you're on one of those sites, though, check with your realtor, because not all of the sites keep their stuff up to date. And you may be looking at something, think it's wonderful. Wow, I want to buy this house, and it's already under contract.
And it's sold, you're right, or expired or no longer for sale. You're right. Exactly right. That's one of the bigger problems with the national sites.
It is. It is. And, you know, these estimates or whatever they want to call them, don't go by those.
No. Especially that Zillow product, the Zestimate, that works in Chicago or Washington, D.C., where they have lots and lots of data. But when you start moving into the suburbs and a little more rural area, their algorithms tend to break down and their Zestimates aren't worth anything.
Right, because a lot of times they don't even know where the place is.
What about in general assessed value? Kind of across the board, city, county, multiple counties. What do you think assessed value is an indicator for value today?
It's really tough because county by county, they do their assessments different times.
Right.
Some counties do them every year. Some counties do them every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really tough. Right now, I know some counties, their appraised value or their assessed value is much lower than market value. Other areas, it's right on the money. So, again, you need to check with your realtor. Your realtor knows if the assessed value is market value.
Sales are up in general in this marketplace. Sales are up and inventory is down. It seems like, however, the majority of the sales, and I guess this is an every year kind of thing, but the majority of the sales are under 500,000.
Yes.
We have seen a pickup in the over 500. We've seen a pickup in sales of over a million, but it seems like that those properties tend to have to be discounted in order to still sell them.
They do. They do. And it's just like everybody. It's just easier, and most people can afford something under $400,000. It's tough to afford something above $500,000.
Now, let me pick your brain on this before we get back to the 14 mistakes that will kill your home values. It seems like in Charlottesville, Albemarle County, the new construction that you see, a lot of it is this new urbanist model where the homes are kind of closer together. You have a alleyway that will service these homes and the garage from the rear. Lots of amenities, smaller lots. What do you personally think about that type of product?
I think it brings the community together. If someone wants to be in town or in close in where they have a lot of the amenities, I think it makes for a nice neighborhood model. I think it allows you to get to know your neighbors.
That's a great point.
You know, you can sit on the front porch, watch the kids play if you've got kids, or watch everybody else's kids play.
Right.
Have talk to people as they walk by, and you're not staring in somebody's garage.
And oftentimes the folks, if they're relocating to Charlottesville, and if they're coming from a community like that, that's what they're looking for. Again, it's that social interaction that you were talking about.
Right. And they like the fact that a lot of these are places where you can walk to other spots. You can walk to stores. You can walk to parks or playgrounds.
That's a great thing about Central Virginia. If you want the 2-acre, 5-acre out in the county, at the end of a cul-de-sac, you can find that. If you want to know your neighbor and kind of be involved in the community, you can find that too.
Right. Or with me, you can find the horse properties.
That's right. And by the way, are we still seeing an influx of people that come to Central Virginia that are looking for horse property?
Yes, we do. In fact, I just got one of my properties under contract yesterday. And we are seeing people that are buying the horse properties. They're coming in and they're buying them. Some aren't coming in. They're just moving from one area of the state to another.
That's interesting. Well, let's get back to this list of 14 mistakes that kill your home's value. Number 9 on here was the idea of getting too trendy. Is that a mistake, getting too trendy, your opinion?
Yeah, you've got to be careful with colors.
Right.
You know, colors will last for a year or so, and then they're out of style, and someone comes in, and they don't want that color, mm-hmm. and it might be a countertop or a floor.
What about the exterior of a home? You know, sometimes we can you can even look back now and see homes that if they stray out of the authentic Central Virginia architecture, you can almost point to them and say, it's a 1980s home, or that was a 1990s home. I think on the exterior, you also have to just be mindful of that when you make your decision of what you're going to build.
You do. You do, because if it's something that is really wild and really out there and you love it, well, you're probably going to retire there because it may be a situation where you're the only one that likes it.
Speaking of the only ones that like it, number 10, converting the garage. This is number 10 on the 14 mistakes that will kill your home's value. Converting the garage. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's tough because a lot of people like having a garage.
Right.
They may not use it for their car, but they like having it for storage. Mm-hmm. And so if they are looking for a place that they need the storage or they like to have their car inside, it killed the sale.
Right.
If it's a smaller house, it may have been needed. And if it's done correctly and it looks like it was part of that original house and not a converted garage, it may be okay.
Yeah, that's always a tough decision is do you want the square footage, livable square footage, or do you want the square footage for your car in Central Virginia? We don't really have extreme weather, you know, except for, you know, maybe January, February, where you really, really need the garage from the elements. That's a tough one. But if it's done well, you and I have seen a lot of properties where you can't really tell it was the garage. In that case, you kind of pull it off. But if it's clear that it was a garage, I don't know, it can definitely sometimes hurt the value.
It can.
If you finish it off. So I'd probably say not to. Number 11, you touched on this before, being a permit bandit. And by that, what they're saying is not getting your permits if you're going to finish a basement or add a building. Big mistake.
It is. It is. Home inspectors will pick up on it. Sometimes realtors will pick up on it. People that come in, they want to know that they're not going to have a problem with electricity, plumbing, something like that, because you decided to finish the basement and not get someone to come in and check it and have permits. And that's the beauty of permits. They come in and check and make sure it was done right.
Right, right. Good point. Number 12, this one doesn't really bother me. Holding on to brass doorknobs. I think they're trying to say that brass doorknobs are a bit dated. Donna, what do you think?
It doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't bother me at all. Number 13, being color fast. I think what they're saying there is multicolor in the home. If you get extreme, that's probably going to hurt your value.
It really does. In fact, I've seen houses that have sat on the market for, you know, 6, 8 months, a year. And as soon as they paint the rooms a neutral color, because they were every color under the sun, they paint them a neutral color, the house sells.
It's amazing what a difference is for any of our sellers that are listening to this program, that some fresh paint, neutral paint, mm-hmm. and either new carpet or clean carpet. Paint and carpet go a long way into how your home presents itself.
It does. And who wants to have to move in and not be able to just come in? Who wants to have to clean and paint and everything like that?
And it's really not that. You'd be surprised how affordably you can come back and make a house really look good, smell good, present well with new paint, new carpet. So just be mindful of that. If you are going crazy with your colors, if you go to sell, you're probably going to have to bring it back to neutral. Last one, number 14, ignoring flaws. And I think what this article on CNBC was referring to is not fixing things that need to be fixed, like the peeling trim paint and landscaping that needs some love. That's clearly something that will hurt your value.
It will. If you notice it, the buyer's going to notice it. And talk to your realtor. Say, please come in, look at my house, tell me what I need to fix, because they're the professional.
Donna Patton, managing broker of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Let me hit you with one last question I like to ask on this show real quick. What's your favorite thing about living in Central Virginia in the summertime?
In the summertime, there's tons of things to do. From the University of Virginia to the fields, tons of stuff to do.
Donna Patton, thanks for being on the show. Everybody, have a great Sunday. This is Charlottesville Insights. Have a great day.